Today we're making chopped, pitched samples in Ableton Live 12 for that jungle and old-school DN bean energy, but with one very important rule: we are not wrecking our headroom, because that's the trap, right? You get a rag of vocal, a horn stab, a bass hit, or some little phrase with attitude, and the second you start pitching it around, suddenly the levels jump all over the place. One note feels fine, the next one is louder, the top end gets sharp, the low mids pile up, and before you know it, the mix is already sweating before the drop even lands. So in this lesson, we're going to learn how to chop and pitch samples in a way that stays punchy, musical, and controlled. First, choose a source sample with personality. Jungle and old-school DNB love sounds that already have character in them, like a vocal phrase, a brass stab, a reggae shout, a short piano hit, or a nice little Reese texture. You want something with clear transients, some tonal movement, and not too much muddy low end. If you're pulling from a full track, high pass it before you do anything else, because low end junk will fight your kick and bass later. Now drag that sample into a MIDI track and let Ableton create simpler. For this kind of work, simpler is perfect. If you want rhythmic chops, use slice mode. If you want to play pitched notes across the keyboard, use classic mode. And if you just want easy triggering without the note cutting itself off too early, one shot can also work well. For this tutorial, I want you to think in two ways. One track can be slice mode for that chopped up performance feel, and another track can be classic mode if you want more melodic pitch movement. That combination is very jungle. It gives you rhythm and attitude at the same time. Before you even start pitching, get your gain staging under control. This is the part that saves your headroom. In simpler, pull the gain down so the sample is sitting more like minus 12 to minus 6 dB peaks, not slamming red. If it's already hot going in, pitching and processing will only make the problem worse. Start low, not loud. Also, listen for the low mids. A sample can look fine on the meter and still feel huge because of buildup around 150 to 400 Hz. That's one of those sneaky areas that makes jungle chops feel oversized even when the peak meter isn't screaming. So don't trust the meter alone. Trust your ears in context. Now chop the sample musically. In slice mode, you can slice by transients if it's a vocal or break phrase, or by regions if you want more control. Then play the slices from MIDI like an instrument. In classic mode, just map the sample across the keyboard and play notes to pitch it up and down. If you want that old school feel, keep the note lengths shorter than you think. Tight notes make the chop feel edited and intentional instead of like a sustained sample pasted over the beat. Jungle loves that clipped, animated, restless energy. Now here's the main trick. When you pitch a sample, the loudness can change in ways that are not always obvious. Pitching up can make it feel brighter and louder in the upper mids. Pitching down can make it feel thicker, boomier, or more resonant. So don't just pitch and hope. You need to level match. This is where utility becomes your best friend. Put utility after simpler and use it to compensate for the pitch changes. If one note jumps out too much, bring the gain down a touch. If another one gets buried, bring it up. Match the loudness before you judge the tone. That's huge. A louder version will often trick your ear into thinking it's better, even when it's not musically the right move. A good target is to keep the chop track peaking roughly around minus 12 to minus 8 dB before it hits the master bus. That gives you room for drums, bass, and effects. And in jungle, you need that room, because the break and the sub need to hit hard. After utility, use EQA to clean up the chop. If it's a vocal or a stab, high pass it somewhere around 100 to 180 Hz, depending on the source. If the pitch up gets harsh, gently tame the top end around the 2.5 to 5k Hz zone or just soften it with a filter. If it gets thin, don't overdo the high pass. You still want some body. Then add a bit of saturator if the chop needs density. Not loudness, density. That's the key. A small amount of drive, maybe 1 to 3 dB, with soft clip on, can make the sample feel thicker and more stable without turning it into a volume spike. If it starts getting too aggressive, back it off. We're aiming for controlled dirt, not chaos for its own sake. If you want to even the peaks a little more, use compressor or glue compressor after that. Keep it subtle. A couple dB of gain reduction is often enough. Fast enough to catch the spikes, but not so much that the chop loses life. For jungle, you want the sample to dance, not flatten out. Now let's talk pitch variation. Don't make every change by dragging clip gain around. Make it musical. Use MIDI notes to create movement. For example, in a two-bar loop, you might hit the root note, then jump up three semitones, then come back, then go up seven, then maybe hit an octave higher at the end of the phrase. That question and answer motion is classic old school energy. You can also add tiny micro pitch movement for subtle variation. Instead of huge jumps all the time, try small offsets like plus 10 cents or minus 8 cents on repeated hits. That gives the pattern movement, without making it sound like it's being obviously transposed all over the place. If you're using a sampler or MIDI chain that responds to velocity, use velocity too. Velocity can help shape attack intensity, brightness, and sometimes even loudness consistency. That makes the chop feel performed rather than programmed. Now, if your chops are coming from a break, keep the groove in mind. Use Beats Warp mode if you need the break fragments to stay tight. And don't overquantize everything. Jungle feels good when it breathes a little. A bit of swing, a little push and pull, maybe 54 to 58% groove if it suits the pattern, and some notes sitting just off the grid can make the whole thing feel alive. This is really important. Check the chop against the drums and bass, not in solo. Solo is useful for editing, but the real test is whether the sample still reads clearly when the break and sub come back in. That's where people often get fooled. Something sounds amazing alone, then disappears or crowds the mix once the full track is playing. For arrangement, think like a real jungle phrase, not just a loop. In the first two bars, keep the chop fairly dry and simple. In bars 3 and 4, add some pitch variation or a bit of echo. In bars 5 and 6, bring in a filter move or a fill. Then in bars 7 and 8, strip things back a little so the phrase can reset or lead into the drop. That little turnaround at the end of a phrase is gold. You can pitch the last chop up, reverse a fragment into the next bar, or delay just the final hit. Even a single heroic chop every four bars can make the whole pattern feel intentional and hype. If you want to go further, resample the chop performance. This is a very classic move. Arm a new audio track, set it to resampling, record the MIDI performance, then consolidate the best parts. Once it's audio, you can rearrange it, slice it again, and shape it with even more control. Resampling also helps you commit. And honestly, committing can save you from endless tweaking while the arrangement stalls. A few common mistakes to avoid here. Don't leave the original sample too hot. Don't pitch up without level matching. Don't pile on saturation before you stabilize the gain. Don't high pass so much that the chop loses body. And don't bury everything in huge reverb, because jungle chops need rhythm and impact. If you do use reverb, keep it short, or high pass the return so the tail doesn't inflate the low end. For darker, heavier DNB vibes, you can also layer a little texture underneath the chop, like vinyl noise, tape hiss, or a low-pass ambience bay. Keep it subtle. It helps glue the sound into the track. You can also sidechain the chop lightly to the kick, so the drums always have space. Just a little ducking, maybe 1 to 3 dB, can make the groove breathe nicely. And if the chop is still too wild, try splitting it into layers. One layer can stay natural and clear, while another layer gets more extreme pitch shifts for accents only. Blend them underneath each other, and you get clarity plus energy. That's a very effective way to keep vocal chops or stabs sounding intentional rather than random. Here's a simple practice exercise. Load a short vocal or stab into simpler in classic mode. Set the gain so peaks sit around minus 12 to minus 6 dB. Program a 2-bar MIDI clip with 8 to 12 notes. Pitch some notes to plus 3, plus 5, plus 7, and plus 12 semitones. Put utility after simpler and level match the loudest notes. Add EQ8 to clean up the low end or harshness. Add a little saturator with soft clip-on. Then bounce the loop to audio and compare it to the MIDI version. If you want to push it, make two versions, one clean and rhythmic, and one darker and dirtier. Then check which one actually works better in your DNB arrangement. Because sometimes the best version is not the flashiest one. Sometimes the best version is the one that leaves the most room for the drums and bass to hit. So the core idea is simple. Start with headroom. Chop cleanly. Pitch musically. Match the loudness after pitch changes. Use utility, EQ, saturator, and compression to stabilize the sound. And arrange the chops like part of a proper jungle phrase, not just a random loop. Do that, and you get the fun part of jungle, the wild chopped energy, without losing control of the mix. That's the sweet spot right there. Wild energy, clean headroom, proper vibes.